Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rick Matheson's here. Rick's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. He's the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, author of two books, including Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand, which is outstanding, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in Anytime, Anywhere World. And he's a strategic marketing expert. We count on him and his wisdom on a regular basis around here. And he's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. So who is Mary Meeker, and why do we need to pay attention to her internet trend report?
Sure. So Mary Meeker, she's a partner at venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins. And she comes out with this annual internet trends report every year, and it's always highly regarded and kind of poured over by Wall Street and businesses everywhere. And her 2019 report came out on June 11th.
Huh. So what did she say that you and I need to, that folks out here on Main Street need to know most about?
Well, what's really interesting is, one, just the population of medicines. So this past year, is the first time that more people on the planet have access to the internet than don't. So there are 3.8 billion medicines now, or roughly 51% of the world's population. Of course, you and I know that as things get, mainstream, then making money, monetizing certain things gets tougher. Selling cell phones becomes
almost every day a million people in other parts of the world who've never owned a car, a PC, or even a microwave are getting smartphones and connecting to the internet for the first time.
That's right. In fact, the mobile phone is the primary internet connection point for a large swath of humanity. And it's important. You know, you look at India or parts of China, the mobile phone is really kind of the avenue into the digital economy and even banking. A lot of these folks don't have, they're underbanked and or unbanked. And now they've got a world of financial services that they're able to reach.
Right.
I was going to say that Facebook, for instance, our usage patterns online are starting to change. Facebook's daily users have been drifting downward. But YouTube is up considerably. Instagram is up dramatically. Instagram stories, Facebook stories too, meteoric growth. They're up nearly 2x in the last year. And so for marketers, small business or otherwise, you really want to be looking at image. Instagram images and videos are booming. That's where folks are spending their time online.
So the bloom of sharing everything that I know about myself is off of that rose, but watching cats do goofy, cute things is growing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, everyone wants to share everything. Maybe once they used to take photos.
I never understood that. Honestly, I know. I mean, look, I'm no Luddite. I've been on computers since 1975. So, you know, I had one of the first Mac. I had a PC. I had a Xerox PC in 1979 and a Macintosh in 84. So I've been around a long time, but I never understood the attraction of social media to tell everybody everything I was doing. I don't know. I just never got that.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever did either, but you look at, my own family, my own children, they live on this stuff. They're sharing constantly their Instagram stories. And I don't,
you
get
mean,
it
you mean, you mean, I think you meant to say oversharing, didn't you?
Oversharing, most definitely. You need to be careful there.
Right.
But this is where folks are spending their time. And this year,
so usage patterns, the big report from the Mary Meeker report on usage is the trends are changing, they're shifting. Is it a demographic thing? Is it an economic thing? Are people getting tired of certain things? Are the kids moving in another direction to get away from the parents? What's causing this?
I think a lot of it is the ability to do these things more easily. You know, if you build in an easy way to share your videos, I think people are going to gravitate toward it. And, of course, demographically, the younger generation is going to cotton to it first.
Right.
I think with Facebook, you're seeing where that's mainly mom and dad now, and so the kids are going to be more immediate.
Yeah, they're already doing Instagram and all those other things, yeah, which are videos, right? I mean, a lot of that's videos. And what's the other one? Not Instagram, Snapchat, you know, and so, yeah, and no video, there's no question that video is a definitely a usage trend, isn't it? I mean, I know the spiders like video more than anything else, the Google spiders.
Yes, if you're doing video as a marketer, that's going to be an easier way to generate traffic than just text and even
right.
just still images and text. So you definitely want to be using video where you can. And like you always say, make sure the audio is good.
Right. Now you've got to have quality audio, even if your video is grainy. What about another example? You got models. What does models mean?
Sure. So the other thing that is changing is the types of things that we can do with digital in terms of business. So if you look at on-demand consumers, folks who are using Uber and on-demand products and services, it went from like 25 million people in 2016 to 56 million last year. So as a small business person, you should be asking, what can you do on demand? If you have can you build in a service like home delivery if you're a retailer? And then freemium models. Is there something that you can offer for free and then upsell folks into larger services? That is immensely powerful. We've been seeing it. This is a big part of the trend, the Internet Trends Report this year, is that freemium is becoming a dominant business model for a lot of companies. It started in gaming. It's moved into enterprise. Things like Google G Suite or
Dropbox. The goal of it is to get some kind of recurring revenue, right? Because the free thing, the going from analog dollars to digital dimes to giving it away, the whole free model, that may work for Facebook because they can collect all this information, but for regular folks, giving stuff away, that's not always a good financial model, is it?
Not always, but
giving it away forever, I should say.
A powerful way to get folks in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Rick, I need your website, please.
Sure, it's imatheson.com. That's imatheson.com.
All right, and the book is called The On-Demand Brand. That's one of them. The other one is Branding Unbound, and I encourage you to check out his website, imatheson.com. We'll come back. We're going to talk some more about this Mary Meeker Internet Trends Report. Stay
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.